So closing your eyes and settling into a comfortable posture, either sitting or lying down. And coming home to your body. So noticing perhaps the feeling of your feet on the floor. Or your seat on the cushion. And then noticing any internal sensations that may be arising right now. You may notice the beating of your heart. Your feelings of pulsing, energy, and then to remind ourselves that we aren't just bringing awareness to our experience, but loving, kind awareness, I'd invite you to adopt some physical gesture that represents this caring attitude, perhaps putting both hands on your heart and feeling the warmth of your hands. Noticing how your body responds to the physical touch. And you can leave your hands here for the entire meditation if you like, or put them back down at your side. It's up to you. Now I'd invite you to move your attention to your breath. Perhaps at first taking a few deep breaths. Big inhalation and exhalation. Allowing yourself to release as you exhale. Then letting your breathing return to a normal, natural rhythm. And your mind will probably wander immediately. And if it does, if you notice it has wandered, simply call back your attention with the same quality you might use with a little puppy dog who's wandered off, gently ushering it back to where it needs to be in the moment. So again, just letting your awareness rest in your breath. Breathing in and breathing out. And then paying particular attention to the in-breath. Noticing that as you breathe in, You're giving yourself what you need in the moment. You're nurturing yourself with each in-breath. And perhaps if you are aware of any way in which you're struggling right now, you may breathe in some other quality that you need. Kindness, love, compassion. Breathing in this quality with each in-breath. And perhaps you might find that there's a word that rests easily on each in-breath. A word that represents what you need. Or perhaps it's just more general, a warm golden light, a quality of warmth. But allowing yourself to really receive with each in-breath something good for yourself. And then releasing your focus on the in-breath and switching to the out-breath. And as you breathe out, bringing to mind someone you know or are aware of, who is struggling right now and who needs compassion. Allowing an image of this other to arise in your mind's eye. And directing your out-breath to this other. Sending this other person what they need in the moment. Kindness. Love. Compassion. And again, this may take the form of a word that gently rides on your out-breath. Or else simply a feeling of warmth. Or perhaps an image, a golden light. But with each out-breath, sending something good to this other who is also struggling. And then bringing both together. Acknowledging that you as a human being struggle, as does this other So breathing in for yourself, breathing in something good for yourself, compassion, kindness for yourself. But then with each out-breath, breathing out for the other. In and out. One for me and one for you. In for me and out for you. And if your mind starts to wander, you can refresh the image of yourself in your mind's eye or the other. Or perhaps, again, putting your hands on your heart to physically connect you with the sensation of care. Breathing in the ease of compassion for yourself and out the ease of compassion for the other. And if at any point you feel that maybe you need a little more, your attention is drawn to some of your own struggle or suffering, feel free to breathe in more for yourself, to focus more on yourself. Perhaps three for me, one for you. Or conversely, if the other is drawing your attention more strongly, you can focus more on the out-breath, sending the other the compassion they need. Or else just letting your breath be an equal, easy flow. In and out. Like the waves of an ocean, in and out. A limitless, boundless ocean. Enough for me. And enough for you. An ocean of compassion. letting yourself be fully absorbed by the breath. Breathing in and breathing out. Compassion in, compassion out. No limits or boundaries. You can hold your own suffering fully, and the suffering of this other. Letting it ride like the waves of an ocean. In and out. And if other beings come to mind, or suffering, or even groups of beings, peoples, from this place of limitless, boundless compassion, you can breathe out for them as well. Always including yourself with each in-breath. No need for separation. Letting this ocean hold all suffering in love and compassion. And then releasing your focus on the breath and on the practice. Simply coming back to your body. Allowing yourself to feel whatever it is you're feeling in this moment. To be exactly as you are.